back to Smets. Too good to be true. He slapped Timmy. Come on! Come out of it. Don't die on me now. We're too close to the truth. Slide it in. Slide it in, Smets told himself, gliding toward the man. The man sensed danger, started to turn, eyes and mouth opening. Too late. Smeds's knife pierced his heart. He made a grisly noise that wasn't quite a scream, tried to get hold of Smeds folded up. Maybe it was easier after all. The detachment went. His heart hammered. His hands shook. His breath came in gasps. He stumbled over to Timmy, cut the ropes binding him. Gods. They'd burned out one of his eyes. They'd... Timmy fell over on his face. Smeds got down and tried to bring him out of it. Hey! Timmy! Come on! It's me, Smeds! Come on! We gotta get out of here before those other guys come back. Then it hit him. Shit! Timmy had croaked. Son of a bitch! I come in here and risk my ass for nothing. Except maybe for whatever Timmy told them before he checked out. Then he felt like a total shit, getting pissed at Timmy for dying and inconveniencing him. Then he got confused, not knowing what to do about the fact that he was in here and still had to get out, and there were bodies here something probably ought to be done about. Hey, Abel! Somebody shouted from outside. You better come check this out! Somebody off tanker! Smets dropped Timmy's hand, frantically jerked his knife out of the dead man, wizard, and got himself over beside the doorframe as the someone yelled, You hear me, Abel? Feet thump-thump-thumped down the stairs. We're maybe in deep shit here. Somebody stuck a knife in tanker. What the shit is going on here? The man had stopped just outside the doorway. Smeds came around, thrusting at what he guessed should be chest height, and discovered that the big voice belonged to the smallest of the thugs. He turned the thrust into an uppercut, drove his blade up and in under the man's chin, not sliding it, driving it with all the force of panic into the man's brain. He had not looked the other two in the eye at their moment of realization. Gods, that was scary. He jumped back, stumbled over Abel and Timmy, fell on his back as his victim toppled forward. Before Smets was all the way back on his feet, someone else called some question downstairs. He dove over to reclaim his knife. The man continued to move, one leg slowly pumping. For a moment, he thought of a dog trying to scratch. Crazy. The damned knife was wedged in bone. It wouldn't come loose. He scrambled around, looking for another weapon, any weapon, while the voice from the head of the stairs asked several questions more. All Smets could come up with was the dead man's own knife, which he pulled from its sheath with a sort of superstitious dread.